Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello and welcome to the BPD Bunch Brunch, where we get together with our favorite brunchy beverages to catch up, play games, and talk about all things BPD. I'm your host, Zanny. And today I am here with Melanie and Mo. Where in the world is everyone coming from? And what is your brunchy beverage for the day?
I'm in Canada, Toronto, and I'm just drinking water today.
I'm from Central Ohio, and I'm drinking an iced mocha coffee from my favorite mug in the whole wide world. Because I love Halloween.
Yes!
Wonderful.
I'm from Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I am drinking water. Sometimes talking about BPD is very serious. So today we just wanted to answer silly questions. The first question is this. If you could have any superpower, but only while doing the chicken dance, what would it be?
I would want to fly. Like, I know a lot of folks would want to be, like, invisible and stuff, but I wouldn't want to be invisible. I don't think I'd want to hear what people, like, say when I'm not around and stuff.
You'd also have to do the chicken dance to do it?
Yeah,
right? And that would be hard. Because the only way you're doing the chicken dance. So you'd be, like, in the corner, invisible, doing a chicken dance, and, like, maybe somebody's saying something mean, but then in order to stay invisible, you have to, like, keep doing the chicken dance? So yeah. It's like, oh, they're so mean!
Maybe it would, like, make you happy, though, or something. Like, if you were doing the silly dance and you heard, like, something nuts, like,
I don't know. So you would fly? That would be wild.
Can you imagine, like, you're doing the chicken dance and flying, and the birds and everything are, like, okay, you know, like,
yeah, it's like, oh,
or someone in the plane, like, sees you, like, some random person flying in the sky. I don't know. It'd be cool. But
that
yeah.
That would be amazing.
So can you stop? I'm so analytical. Could you stop the chicken dance at any point? Are you're constantly doing the chicken dance the whole time?
It says you only have the superpower while doing the chicken dance.
Okay, so I kind of like Mo's because then I can fly to anywhere I want in the world. So I'm chicken dancing while flying, land, cool.
Yeah.
That's a great one, because how can you chicken dance and be an amazing any instrument, like playing any instrument?
Yeah.
Like, it's too hard. You can't chicken dance. Like, no, it's just not going to happen.
One of the superpowers I always have wanted is teleportation. So that's probably what I would do.
Ooh, another one, though, that could be really good. It just sounds awful coming out of my mouth, but I know other people might be thinking about this, like being able to know lottery tickets and things like that. Like, what is that one?
Like being able to see the future, kind of.
But that's kind of scary too. Psychic. But like, almost being able to like...
Well, maybe you could like change it to like having control over which numbers get picked. And then you would win, and then you're rich.
So, but like,
all for doing the chicken dance.
Chicken
and
dance.
And I really like that a lot of us are like doing the dance as we're talking about it.
I know. It's like, I don't remember it.
You do this and like clap and jiggle your butt. It's a whole thing.
Okay. So there's that one. What is number two? If aliens landed on Earth tomorrow and you were their first point of contact, what would you say to them?
Are they good or bad?
We don't know.
Oh, man.
We don't know. No idea. There's no context given. Just, if aliens landed on Earth and you were, what would you say?
So I get into conversations about aliens, like, to this day, every day with a few people right now.
So what would you say to aliens?
I don't think I'd say a specific thing. I would more, because I'm so, like, mind-body connected, like, I would more want to just slowly take it as to them under, I would just probably introduce myself slowly and try to not scare them.
I have a very specific image and it's like just ridiculous. So for some reason, I imagine that when aliens come to Earth, I am sitting outside of a taco cabana with a plate of tacos.
Tacos.
And the aliens come up to me and the first thing, I'm like my mouth full of taco, I'm just taking a bite. And they're like staring at me and I'm staring at them. And then I look at the plate and then I look at them. And then I grab a taco and with my mouth still full of taco, I hand out to them and I say, taco? That's what cute. I imagine my first encounter with aliens.
I would, assuming they were like, you know, not trying to like destroy the planet or something, I would probably ask if I could like see their spaceship inside, then I would ask them like a million questions about their planet and, you know, space, like the area of space around their planet and stuff. Like, how many moons do you have? And like weird geeky stuff like that.
The next one. Would you rather fight one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses?
Duck-sized horses, because horses are like animals of prey, so I would imagine like if you tried to fight one, they would probably like just run away or something. I don't know what they would do. I've never had a desire to hit a horse, but like I just know that they're animals of prey, so they're, you know, probably skittish, I would guess.
I definitely agree. 100 duck-sized horses, because if I think of a horse-sized duck, that's like a T-Rex, kind of.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. I feel like that's veering into angry dinosaur territory. And and some of those birds are not I guess it depends on the duck, but some of them are not super nice.
Yeah.
So.
I'm going with neither, because I don't fight animals. I'm obsessed with animals.
Yeah. I probably wouldn't fight them, but just if I had to have a showdown, like, to me, if I had to, like, walk by, I'd rather walk by, like, 100 duck-sized horses.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, I mean, I don't know what ducks eat.
I'm letting them trample all over me.
But a horse-sized duck, for some reason, that makes me think dinosaur, and I'm running in the opposite direction as fast as I can.
I'm just like this. Every animal is like, all over me. I'm just dying.
Whoa, on the animal track. If you could only communicate using animal sounds for a day, what animal would you choose and why? Like, what animal would you choose to represent you? This is probably not a good answer, because I don't think people would understand me at all, but I would definitely choose my cat's voice as my voice, because I love how he sounds when he is excited, because he sounds like he's dying. He's like, meow, meow, meow. And it's like this, it sounds like a desperate call, but he always makes that sound when he has like a toy in his mouth and he's trying to play with you and get your attention. And I just love how, to my human ears, the emotion that I hear from his voice is not at all congruent with his actual energy. And I just love how confusing that is. So I would not be able to communicate very well with anybody, but I just think it would be hilarious anytime I was excited to be like, ah! And people are like, oh my gosh, what is wrong with you, lady?
I feel like you do a good job. Like, if I had to do an animal, I don't know.
Well, no, it's not imitating. It's like if you could communicate in animal sounds. Like, you don't have to be good at it now. Like, it's like the animal's voice becomes your voice for the day.
Mo, what are you thinking?
Well, my answer is kind of like the same as Zanny's. I would want to be a husky. I don't know if you know anything about that breed, but they're very like, they're vocal. They are so vocal, and like they have a lot of personality. And I just feel like I could relate to that. So I would want to speak in husky language. And they're adorable. Like, they're very loud, but like They're adorable and wonderful.
My dog is super vocal. We make jokes that my dog might have the same might have a diagnosis of BPD because he fluctuates his mood all day long. But I just can't. I'll take little tapes and send you guys, but I can't get his voice. He does so many different voices.
Well, then maybe he'd be a good one. If you could just magically sound like him for a day, that might be your animal voice right there. If you were a pirate, what would your pirate name and specialty be? So, for example, Captain Squidbeard, who's an expert in underwater treasure hunting.
Ooh.
I already know what mine would be, because I would be Captain Sparkles.
That matches you.
And my specialty would be communicating with dolphins. That's not a real pirate specialty, but I decided that that's what mine would be. Because then if you ever need, you wouldn't have to be an expert in underwater treasure hunting or anything else, because you just ask the dolphins where the stuff is.
I know mine.
What's yours?
Captain Gold. Goldsman.
I like
him.
My specialty is finding all the gold. That's what's up.
I like it.
I dive into the water with my golden cane, my spear.
We did it all!
But my name could be like fun. Goldie, Captain Goldie.
Oh, I like that. Nice. That's very fun.
Now I really want a ship.
Yeah, now we need a little TV show about Captain Sparkles and Captain Goldie. And Mo, what's yours?
So I'm still working on what my captain name would be, but my specialty would be knowing automatically who is a good guy and who is a bad guy. That way, when I'm taking stuff from them, I'm only taking from the bad guys.
Like Robin Hood.
Yes.
Captain Hood.
She's Equalizer. She's a vigilante. Equalizer. Like Denzel.
I could be Captain Dexter or something then.
Yeah.
You know? So there we go.
That's great.
I guess we got this all figured out, guys.
So now we just need a ship.
Right.
Yeah, we do. Okay. If you could have a pet dinosaur, what would you name it and why?
I don't know much about dinosaurs, so this is tricky for me.
Possibly Sunny. But then it's a dinosaur, so that doesn't really work. Spiky might work.
I mean, I think it would be hilarious to have a T-Rex and just literally name it Rex.
Aw.
It's like, huh? I spent zero time thinking about this.
I thought you were going to say you would name it Fluffy or something like
that's another great one. I like that. Or a Brontosaurus and name it Tiny.
There you go.
The juxtaposition is cute. Even now, I think about it, Sunny, because it's a dinosaur, right? Or I really like old man names. Maybe that's just me. I just really
Paul. It's a thing right now, yeah.
Or Hubert. Hubert, exactly. It's just why? Hubert. Come here, Hubert. Also, just having a pet dinosaur would be fantastic if we think about it. Just
Definitely depends on the dinosaur, for sure. Right.
I would call my dinosaur Lucky, because if you're a dinosaur living today, you're pretty lucky.
Oh.
Yeah. So, that's so beautiful.
There you go.
Oh. If you could replace all the grass in the world with something else, what would it be?
I love the feel of grass, on my bare feet. That's my favorite thing about springtime, is being able to walk outside without shoes. So I don't like that answer. I think I would replace grass with sand, because I love
sand.
Being on the beach. And I don't get to go to the beach very much, so mine would be sand.
Sand's a good one.
My first instinct is not practical at all, but it shows my personality. If I could change all the grass in the world to something else, it would be candy that is shaped like grass.
I was thinking that what you were going to say was that fur that you're sitting on in your
hair. Oh, faux fur?
Yeah, like, no. I literally was thinking that you're going to say the only thing is the upkeep of that, like, if it got dirty or anything like that.
Well, I mean, the thing is with candy, it's like, dogs would dookie on it, and then you'd have to, like, you couldn't eat it, right?
Yeah.
You'd have to, like, wash it, but that's why this is, like, a fantastical question. It's like, I would just replace it with candy, because then I don't have to go to the store to buy some. I can just go outside and pick it out of the ground.
I'm just trying to think of what's sustainable, and I'm getting too serious with this question again.
I love how your answers are serious. Mine are just ridiculous.
I know, I'm like such a serious person over here. I'm just like, ugh.
But if I was gonna have like a realistic answer, I'd probably just replace it with some other plant. If this was an actual power and somebody came down and was like, what would you do? I would replace all the grass with something that like is a crop staple that most people can eat. But like in fantastical Zanny brainland, it would be candy. Because...
I'm surprised still
because
it's not
fun.
Fur. I'm really still surprised it's not fur.
Faux fur.
Faux fur. Faux fur.
Not real.
Fake grass. Fake
AstroTurf.
Grass. AstroTurf. So dogs can still poop. And underneath that, dirt. Fake dirt. Fake dirt, faux fur, and AstroTurf. Little patches of faux fur. That is pink and sprinkled with sparkles. The world's a happy place.
Okay, then we'll make this one be the last one.
Might be going delusional.
What would be the most hilarious sound effect to have accompany your every footstep?
I was thinking farting, but that would be gross, like, you know.
One of the ones I think would be funny is zombie groaning, because it's so random.
Can you do an example? Because it could sound sexual, if inappropriate.
Well, the reason why I think about it is because, like, depending on the context, people might get different things out of it.
That works.
It also sometimes sounds like, to me, zombie groaning sometimes sounds like somebody who's straining on the toilet. So,
yes. I like your zombie one, because it can be misinterpreted in so many ways.
I just think it would be hilarious, especially if you're, like, pacing outside of somebody's door, and it's like, especially if everyone is, like, a different zombie voice.
Can you keep going, Oh my god, that's great. That's great.
So, Mo, what did you decide? Did you want to go with the farts?
No. So, I think my noise, I would want it to be like the sound of knuckles popping. Because, I don't know, it just makes sense. And I like that noise. Because usually there's like really...
I love that. It's funny
that
because... Where it's like the sound...
Oh, yeah. Yep.
It's like, I just feel like... It would be the most fitting if when you're angry. It's like the sound of like, I am ready to go for it, man.
Yeah.
You best at crack, 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 crack. Yeah. I love that.
Maybe like a soundtrack, like a really funny soundtrack, like a funny song, like just something ridiculous, like Mbop, or just like just something like from my childhood that just like Spice Girls or Mbop. Or just something like outlandishly hilarious, like every time I was walking. It just came on though. Like it just comes on and I'm just like, oh, you know what I mean? So.
Whenever you're walking, ridiculous songs just play.
Ridiculous songs, so. Most outlandish songs.
Well, it'd be great. I mean, if ever you're in a bad mood, it'd be hard to stay in a bad mood if ridiculous songs just play whenever you walk. It'd be
but
like,
really?
If you wanted to have a cry, you'd have to, like, sit in the corner and not move and be like, I'm not going to move because I want to be sad right now. I don't want to have.
Like, even, like, I like big butts. Like,
but
every single
not
time
that.
I lie. Like,
you
every time I'm walking.
When a girl walks in with anybody, I don't know all the words to that song.
But it has to switch. Switch it.
Staring. Oh, baby. I want to get with you and take your picture. Okay.
That was beautiful.
It was.
Well, thank you everyone so much for watching. We hope that you got a nugget of joy to take with you on your journey. Sometimes we're very serious, so it's good to just have a break and be fun. Make sure that you like, subscribe, and turn on your notifications so you do not miss a single episode. And we will see you next time. Till then. Bye.